Hey hackers, I just learned something and I want to share it with you straight away. I was just on a live feed with some friends, Chi and Steve, and Chi talked about something really cool with money that's changed my whole perspective about debt, and I want to share that with you, and that's what this episode is about. I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Thanks, guys. Welcome back. So, what Chi talked about, well, one part of what the whole thing was about, she mentioned something called support money. Now, this is going to be a foreign term to most of you, but what support money is also known as debt. Yes, debt. That horrible thing that we carry around that we're all ashamed about, and we want to just hurry up and get rid of it and don't talk about it and just, you know, cover it up. But really, it is support money, because that money was something that came to your aid when you needed it. Perhaps you had to get a business loan, and how fortunate are you that you were able to get a cash injection to help you build your business and help you give back? Or maybe you needed to get a credit card to pay for something that you really needed. Oh my goodness, how fortunate that you had the support of that credit card in order to pay the thing that you really needed or help you out in your time of need. How fortunate that you have that hex debt that was able to pay for your education. I'm laughing because I don't necessarily agree with it, but still, if that's your path and you have this hex debt now, or these student loans that you had to have if you're American, like, how fortunate that you had those so that you were able to get the education and learn the thing that you learned, which has hopefully helped you build your future. So I just realized, like, holy crap, this money actually did good things. Good things. At the moment, I am paying off some debt. Or what about for your car? Who's got a car loan? It's so, so common for people to have car loans now and doing repayments on their car. How fortunate that you were able to get that car loan so you could get that car that you get to drive around every day and it's so incredibly helpful and useful for you. Holy crap, isn't that a huge shift? And when you can shift that idea of debt to support money, it's a whole different kind of conversation we're having right here. It's a whole different conversation. And maybe the support money feels a bit sad, because if we're going to give money feelings, let's do it. Because you needed it and you wanted it at the time, and so you got it, and now you won't talk about it. You're ashamed of it, and you just want to get rid of it as quickly as you can, because you've got that shame about the support money that helped you and got you the thing or got you whatever you needed at that time. So this has been such a huge game change perspective moment for me. Like, holy crap. I'm not saying that now I'm not going to bother paying off my debts, because obviously I'm going to do that and I want to. But what a completely different perspective. What an amazing perspective. What an empowering perspective to have about debt. So instead of feeling guilty and heavy and ashamed, you can feel grateful. And an attitude of gratitude, well, that changes everything. So this is a super, super, super quick episode, because I can't really expand on this anymore, because Chi summed it up perfectly when she said that. And I've just shared what she shared. But it's just unreal. I can't believe the perspective change, and that's definitely going to affect my view from this day on. Okay, let me tell you another thing she shared. She shared about cash and cash being your friend, and how we treat cash. And when you've got lots of cash, when cash comes to the party with you, you are really kind to it and you love it, and you show it off and, you know, you're so happy to have it. But when you don't have any cash, you treat it like crap. You talk smack about it. You say how bad cash is and how hard it is to come by, how unreliable it is. And why the hell would cash want to show up for you if this is the way you're going to talk about it behind its back? I know a few people who just talk smack about money, and it's like, it's literally currency that we need in order to get things. Like, there's literally, if you have a negative look at it, that is only a reflection of you and an issue you have with money, and not a reflection of money itself, because it is an inanimate object, even though I'm just mentioned it being our friend. But that was the other thing she shared. So if you want cash to come around, if you want cash to be your good friend, maybe you should start not talking shit about it and actually appreciating it and having gratitude and treating it like a friend and not just a fair weather friend. So that's my message for you today about money, and I hope that has changed some perspectives today, because it changed mine, blew my mind away, and wanted to share it with you straight away. So peace out, hackers. Have a great night. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.